Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Below Dexperts, a podcast that recaps Below Deck seasons with two Midwest millennial siblings. I'm Morgan.
I'm Lynn.
And today we're recapping Below Deck, Season 11, Episode 3, Breaking Barbie. What a mean title.
Yeah, that was kind of mean.
I know what they were trying to do, again, with the wordplay, but yeah. Kind of mean. No?
Yeah, it's like, leave Walt out of this.
Oh no, this mic. I was like messing with it too much. There we go. Okay. Yeah, what's up?
Was it a Breaking Bad reference?
I think so.
Leave Walt out of this.
But like, that's... But, like, the term Breaking Barbie, like, that's
I think of, mean. Like, breaking a wild horse.
Right.
I know. That's just not a nice thing to say to a human woman.
I know. Yeah. So the way our episodes work, if you haven't been here before, is that we start with a question for each other about the episode, since we don't watch the episodes together. And then we go into different topics throughout the show, usually, like, 2 to 4 main points throughout. Speaking of that, I didn't do that this week. I must have deleted that from my old note and forgot to add it back in. So let's see. I'm going to come up with them on the spot. Number one, the continued interior drama.
Yep.
With like, honestly, this episode, not so much Kat and Barbie, but Fraser and Barbie.
Yeah, we'll get into that. I have some strong feelings about that.
Yes. Also, we got clarification from one of our awesome listeners on YouTube, how to say his name. Mm-hmm. And this helps. Fraser, like laser. So just remember laser. That's yeah. What I do.
And I realized that there's no I in his name.
No, there isn't.
I was spelling it with an I. And like I was like, that's Fraser, mm-hmm. Which doesn't make any sense to begin with.
No.
But yeah, I got it. It's Fraser, razor, yes. Taser.
Got it.
Taser, yep, taser, taser.
Fraser, taser, laser. Mm-hmm. Got it. Won't mess that up. Which also, I know how easy it is to literally just listen throughout the episode, but I forget. My brain doesn't compute. So then I realize after I've watched the episode, I never paid attention to the way they said his name. So anywho, we got it now.
Especially you notice that when you watch the episodes twice, like the second time you watch when you're not taking notes, at least that's how I do it. Uh-huh. I'm like, I miss this. I miss that.
I miss so
much.
When
did that happen?
Yeah. I only watch them once because I've been so busy. I know I say that every week. I'm really trying to cut back, guys. My life has just been so hectic. But I want to watch them live on Mondays. I just can't.
I never do either.
So my plan in the grand scheme is to watch them live on Mondays and not take any notes and then go back and take notes so that I can actually watch the episode. Mm. But I just have not been able to do that. So I've only been watching them once, so I know I'm missing so much, but I kind of count on you for the more technical stuff.
Yeah, we really do it 50-50 here.
Yeah, yeah. We've gotten to a groove. Okay, so that's one of the topics, is kind of like the Fraser and Barbie drama. Mm-hmm. What else?
Sonny and Ben might be.
Oh, yes. Yep. I was going to say Sonny and Ben. I was like, something happened on the night out. What was it? Mm-hmm. Yep. Sonny and Ben kind of became a thing. And then...
It's another Luca...
Jess.
Jess.
You're right. Situation. It kind of is. Honestly, those are just kind of the two main points. The other stuff is kind of like background. Like they have a new charter, which we'll talk about a little bit.
Cool guests. They kind of got skimped on, or the crew kind of got skimped on lunch one day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll find something.
Jared continues being kind of weird.
He's just kind of an oddball.
He's an oddball, you know, and I just say weird.
Weird guy.
I say weird. When I say weird or odd or different, those are not bad things in my mind. He's just different.
Well, those are also words we would use to describe ourselves.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody is. If you're not that way...
I don't trust you.
Right. That you're lying, yeah. Basically. All right. So, what's your question for me? You go first.
This part of the episode, I swear to God, I rewound it like 14 times.
Okay.
How hard did you laugh when Zandy fell into the hot tub?
Oh my God.
That was so fucking funny.
I forgot. I didn't rewind it because it was a part where I like kind of missed because I was like writing notes and then I looked up and it happened. But my note for it is, because I did watch it the one time, I said, Xandi falls in the hot tub and has no reaction.
No reaction whatsoever. She's like,
that was the funniest part to me, where I was like, she didn't even be like, she wasn't even like, ah,
yeah,
or like, oh my god, guys, what the heck.
She like, just kind of mouthed like, yeah, I'm fine,
and then went to her bed.
Yeah, but, oh my god, it was like a classic like Chris Farley fall. Yeah. Where she's like fine and then and it was so perfect. I watched it so many times. It was so fucking funny.
Now I actually should go back and watch it, or I'll look it up on YouTube or something.
I watched it probably 14 times when I first watched the episode, and the second time I watched it probably 5 more times. Oh my god. So funny.
That is actually really
because
funny.
She's just doing her thing up there, putting on a show, and then
boom.
Looks like a strong gust of wind and then just poof. Oh, it was so funny.
Oh man, she's a good time. My question is, well, okay, so here's the question. I wrote this question last week, but then I came up with a question on the spot, if you remember. So I was like, oh, I'll save this question.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of similar, but how adorable is Captain?
Yeah.
Like, he is slowly inching up there to be like...
He's in the top three.
I
mean, there's only like four, but...
I'm going to just say something here, okay?
Okay.
He might be ahead of Captain Xandi for me.
Yeah.
Like, just what we've seen, he's freaking adorable. When he was on the phone with his girlfriend, it was the cutest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
When he was like, I want to learn Turkish. How freaking cute.
Yeah.
And they're just on FaceTime eating dinner together.
Mm-hmm. I think, so well, adorable. He's a little more open with his life than Captain Xandi is.
I was going to say that. That might be why.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain Jason is a little bit too.
He is, yeah.
But
mostly with Asia.
Oh, that's why we love him. We love their relationship. That's yeah. I think that's why he's number one, is because he has Asia.
Yeah.
But if Captain like Carrie gets an Asia.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. He'll be in contention.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, any of the stews from this season couldn't be an Asia.
No.
Just the way, like, she puts his contacts in every morning.
Oh, I know.
I don't see any of these stews doing that.
I know.
And it being as nice as Asia and Captain Jason.
I know. It's just so sweet. They're just like, it's just a relationship that, like, doesn't come along all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're really good friends.
Mm.
So, anywho, that was my, I guess it was a hypothetical question, but I just had to talk about how cute he was. Captain Carrie.
Yeah, I feel like you didn't ask me a question.
Well, sorry.
Oh, how cute was he?
It's all I have.
Very cute.
It's all I have. I couldn't come up with anything.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you out like that.
Whatever.
Okay.
So we start right back with the interior crew meeting with Kat, Fraser, and Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing gets solved. If anything, they're more mad at the end of it.
Yeah, that hug was the most toxic hug I've ever seen in my life.
Between who?
Between Barbie and Kat.
Oh, I didn't even see them hug. See, I was like so in and out of this episode.
Fraser is like, everyone good? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, all right, hug it out.
Oh, he made them hug. See, like, I totally missed that. Because all I have is they still don't like each other and they both call each other bitches at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she's a bitch.
I have... Like, obviously, I'm a fan of Barbie. Like I said last week, like, I'm a fan. I like the way she conducts herself. Even this episode, like, I'm going to come to her defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't hate Fraser. I don't think he's doing anything wrong. I don't think either one of them did anything majorly wrong this episode. Kat, I'm still like, because I feel like I know the type of person she is, and she talks a little bit about her past, and she's had a rough past.
Rough past.
Right. And so now I feel like we get more of a whole picture where she wants to do a really good job. She's a bit sensitive, you know, like you can kind of see why she is the way she is.
Yeah. And I think her past is kind of relevant in her social interactions.
Yes.
Where it's just not fully connected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I think she says things that she doesn't realize how other people are going to react to, negatively react to.
Yeah.
But then she's also defense defensive about it.
Right. She's a bit defensive.
Yeah, where she'll dig her heels in on something she said that she probably shouldn't have said, that she doesn't understand why people are offended by.
Yeah.
That is all the brain power I had for today.
That was a lot of words. We're going to see how this episode goes because I have literally none left. Side little note. Before this, my husband and I were looking, we're going to get a new car, and we were at the car dealership, and they're showing you the numbers, right? And anybody who's bought a car, you know that that sheet that they give you is designed to confuse you. Like, they want you to, like, the numbers on this side and the numbers inside, and if you put $1,500 down, $3,000 down, whatever. It's all designed to confuse you. I've done it so many times that I don't even actually listen to what they say. I'm just like, I'll just write on it, like, what I understand, and I'll break the numbers down that I can understand them. The guy, the sales guy, had to tell me the interest rate 4 times. My brain, I was like, I had the pen to paper and I was like, wait, what was it? And he's like, 2.9. And I'm like, I wrote the 2 and I was like, what was it again? And Brad's like, 2.9.
Brad's like, 2.9.
I know. I'm like, oh my God. So anyway, yeah, my brain's fried too. What I was going to say, just to finish this whole Cat and Barbie thing out, because it really doesn't get brought up again this episode, they're just two completely different people, completely different backgrounds, completely different ways of handling themselves, and they just don't work. And that happens. Like, I'm not taking anything away from either one of them, and I'm not even calling either one of them wrong or right. They're just so different. They're not going to be friends, you know?
Yeah, I think, and I've seen this a lot. I mean, the people I've seen are mostly dudes, so it's might be different, might not. But you find two people like that, you put them in a room with like a case of beer, a bottle of vodka, whatever you want. And at the end of it, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, that's maybe.
Because it's just going to take like, hey, why do you hate me? Mm-hmm. The other person's like, I don't think I hate you.
Well,
and that's about it.
I was going to say that can work in some circumstances, but we've seen even on this show where alcohol should bring people together and then, but
it doesn't.
Right. Some people can get extra defensive with it or like,
yeah,
feel like they're more in the right when they're, you know, intoxicated.
Well, that's why you lock them in the room.
Oh, okay. So yeah. If they get physical, it's fine.
Yeah. It's like a UFC.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, 8 sides, it's 4.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Normally rooms have 4 sides.
Mm-hmm. Except for at my house.
Yeah. Your house is like,
you put a ping pong
ball. It's an octagon. Yeah.
You put a ping pong ball on the ground in the kitchen, it's going to the living room.
Yeah. Okay. So the next thing is the night out. The highlights I have are like Barbie talking about having 3 nannies. I have Jared just casually bringing up that he has a daughter that lives in Alaska and he lives in Florida.
That he's never met. He's never met her.
I know.
What?
I know. I think I want to hold off on giving my opinion on that because I think everybody's situation is different.
Yeah. And he explains it, but that was just a huge bomb.
It was. And it's easy for us to sit here because like my first instinct was to say like, oh, if you wanted it to happen, you would have made it happen.
Yeah.
But I know there's so many dynamics to that. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I get it. That it's not always that simple. So.
Yeah, it's most likely not.
Yes, yeah. But yeah. It was just like, whoa, everybody's like, you have a daughter. And he's like, yeah. Because I feel like sometimes he'll just drop those bombs, like, casually. Mm-hmm. Like, what did he say? It was like the first episode. He's like, I was engaged to this girl, but then she went to college, so she broke it off, and we never saw each other again. And we're like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
0 to 100.
He's like kind of like Theo Von. He'll just say random shit, and you're like, what? Right. The hell did you just say?
Oh, yeah, because he's like, if you love someone, you got to let him go and let him fly.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you saying, Jared?
I'm like, what?
But Jared did decently this episode.
Yeah, like, I was proud of him.
Yeah, like we're not getting any like, you know, edits of him continuing to mess up.
I was pretty psyched when he woke up like 2 hours before he was supposed to, cleaned up the boat.
Oh yeah.
And Captain Carey was proud of him, but it was really a really weird interaction where it was after Captain Carey like went through the boat to see the damage from the night before. And he's like, yeah, he's talking to Jared. And he's like, yeah, I was really, really happy. The boat looks good. It looks like no one partied here last night or something like that. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, that's because I woke up at 6 and cleaned the boat. Mm-hmm. And it was just really awkward.
I know. I think, again, he's just an awkward, odd person, I think.
Yeah, just an odd guy.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. I feel like social skills are not in his, like, top five, like,
no
skills that he has.
Yeah.
But you know what? Some people don't. It's fine.
He's got a better beard than I do.
That's not hard.
Okay.
You set me up for it.
Yeah, I set yourself up for it. I did. I was kind of hoping you weren't paying attention. Ow.
So the other thing that we mentioned at the beginning that comes out of the night out is like Ben and Sunny kiss at the end of the night. It's a little weird, but it's gonna turn into another Luca and Jess situation where he views it as a boatman's. We don't know quite yet if she is viewing it as a boatman's or not.
I'd put money on it.
I'd put money on that
she thinks it's gonna be something other than a boatman's.
Am I right in the fact that they didn't clarify that yet though? I didn't miss that.
Yeah.
Okay.
She makes like a weird remark that is kind of like hinting at like maybe I want more, but I think she was just talking about sex.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm like pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm assuming, but we'll see. So yeah, that's basically it for there. Kyle says he really likes Barbie.
Yeah.
Which is like, what is he basing this off of?
I don't know.
He's like in love with her, but can't really articulate as to why.
I wish we got more behind the scenes or like right. just more information.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me why like Kat is sitting there by herself. Very attractive girl. Hasn't done anything crazy or bad. And she's just sitting there looking for a friend.
Yeah.
And you're going after like the popular girl.
Yeah.
Which I guess that's kind of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's literally what happens in high school.
Yep.
I had just answered my own question.
Yeah. Good job. You figured it
Next
out.
Next question.
Critical thinking. Next question. I said, not really a question. Chef looks like Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore.
He does. Oh, my God.
When, swear to God, again, this is me in and out of the episode taking notes. When they first show him getting ready for the night out, I was like, is that the Situation?
He's like, GTL, bro. GTL.
He's French, but it would be even weirder if he was Italian.
It'd be funnier.
But yeah, that's what he looked like. Anybody else chime in on that? Because I swear I was like twins.
He's like his younger brother that's like yeah. acceptable in social situations.
In French,
yeah.
Speaking of Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore, though, I came upon a TikTok of him like yesterday or the day before talking about his like drug addiction. Like he was like intensely addicted to drugs.
Tylenol?
Yeah. No, it was actually... Advil? I couldn't even, it was something that was going to turn into heroin. So he
opiates?
Had, yeah, pretty sure. I should know. But anyways, it was like a good, it was a good TikTok. It was like him talking about how his wife like stuck by him, even though he was like, you know, going off the deep end. And anywho, what else happened? We talked a little bit about, that's basically it for the night out.
We had the hot tub.
Well, Zandy falling in the hot tub, which we already talked about. Yeah,
that was just the funniest
thing. You just want to bring it up again?
we covered everything.
So, yeah. Hot tub. Then they go back the next day. Let's see. Then Kat, we talked about Kat a little bit, talking about how she was in foster care. Her parents died when she was really young. I think her dad died at when she was 9, I think, and then her mom at 13, which is just insane. Like,
yeah, I can't even imagine.
No, I couldn't. I was watching something else. Oh, The Bachelor. That's all I watch is like reality. It's just
got SVU. How's that related?
I literally watch like 5 things. That's it. Love is Blind and The Bachelor are my current ones. But there was a girl on The Bachelor talking about how she lost her mom when she was like, maybe it was like 20 or something. And I just was like bawling, like just thinking about the fact of like losing, if I were to lose my mom at 20, like just those formative years of like, obviously you never want to lose your mom, but like, I feel like as a girl, I also knew a girl that lost her mom, like she might've been in high school or like right after high school. And I just think like that would hurt the most, I feel like, because that's the period of time where you are like ready to become like closer to your mom and more friends with your mom than a parent. And I just couldn't even imagine. I couldn't imagine not having my mom in my 20s.
I know. Like, I can't even imagine it now when I'm 26.
Right.
Like, we go out to the bars with mom. Mm-hmm. Like, me, Braden, and mom went out when you guys were all in Arizona, and it was a blast.
Yeah.
I can't imagine not having that.
Yeah. So that's just super rough. And then Kat talks about being in foster care, being separated from her brother. Mm-hmm. The parents she was with were, did she say like super religious? Or was it religious or like just super strict?
No, she said it was like a religious cult.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting it confused because I just watched something else. Man, I act like I don't have all this time. I guess I'm watching a lot of TV. because swear to God, a girl on The Bachelor, if anybody watches The Bachelor, Kelsey, who had a date this week, was like her parent. I think it was a religious cult as well, but like they were being careful about it. You know, they were like not saying cult,
a religious organization that you can't leave and they have all your money.
Yeah. Like she basically was like, my parents were super religious. And if I didn't conform, then they completely stopped talking to me. And I was like, that doesn't even sound like Christianity to me. Nobody's that intense. It's gotta be some sort of cult, but
yeah,
I didn't even pick that up with Kat.
Yeah, she says it's some type of cold.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I just feel for her. She's trying to navigate, you know, navigate adult life while having that be your childhood.
I mean, that would be like, and I hate to even think about this, but it would literally be just me and you if we were in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that all happened to us, we wouldn't have seen each other from however young until we both turned 18. And then all we have is each other.
Seriously.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy. It's like scary and sad to think about.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that anymore.
No, let's not. Let's move on to Frasier and Barbie's drama, because that's basically how we're like going to end the episode.
I am very interested to hear your opinion on it.
I kind of said at the beginning, neither one of them really like made me like, oh my God. I said, Frasier at the beginning was doing well when he basically was like, something wasn't up to par in housekeeping. And so he like reassigned everybody and was like, this isn't okay. I really like that about him, that he's not afraid to just be direct.
Yeah, I like, do like that.
It is the complete opposite of Toomey. Oh my God. He's a breath of fresh air in that instance where he's like, I'm going to be direct. I'm going to tell them what I expect. It's not going to be personal, you know, like, and I appreciate that about him. So when he did that, I was like, cool, good to go. Cause like Kat clearly needs to learn from Xandy, in the housekeeping. So that was fine. We kind of see bits and pieces of Kat learning and making mistakes, but I think that's pretty normal.
Yeah. That's a very good point, because when you started a new job or a job in a new boat, you don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
And she's somewhat green. I don't think she's right off the dock or anything.
Yeah, but they didn't really specify. I don't think they really even told us.
if I remember correctly, smaller boats.
Okay.
And like day trips.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember. So Xandy and Kat aside, that's basically it for them for this episode. Then we get really focused on like Frasier and Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I have like is them disagreeing on a margarita and it becoming like a half an hour ordeal.
Yeah.
As if we're just talking about the margarita recipe, I'm with Barbie. Because Chelsea, my best friend, is a bartender and she's always said you do put orange juice in a margarita.
Huh.
So, if we're strictly speaking recipe-wise, Barbie was right. It became a little bit of a power struggle because it's like Barbie knew the way she wanted to do it. And Barbie comes off to me as someone who's very very like Natalia in the way of like, I know what I'm doing. Like, just kind of get out. I don't really need to be told. Like, I have my notes from all these boats I've been on before. Like, you don't really need to like hold my hand. And I think that like bothered her when Fraser was like, well, just do it this way and then go. I can, that was a little bit of like Natalia too, where it's like Natalia was super good at her job, but like could get in her own way sometimes with being like, no, this is the way I do it.
Well, the thing is, either way, either recipe,
it would have been fine.
I think she could have made 10 to 15 margaritas in the time it took to get that guest one margarita.
That's what I didn't get. They didn't really specify why it took that long.
I don't know if that was just like a, we need some drama here, let's cut it up and make it seem like it was a half an hour. The guest said, finally, it could have been 5 minutes.
No, but the guest did say other things like, I haven't, it's been like 20 minutes.
She did. Yeah.
So I think that actually happened, but I couldn't figure out why. Was it, the only thing I can think of, and again, this was me not really intently watching the episode, was like, was Barbie looking for orange juice or was she like waiting on orange juice?
I think she was, and that they didn't show this, but I think what happened was she went over the radio. Even after Fraser was like, you don't need orange juice. She asked for orange juice on the radio. He comes back and he's like, what do you need that for? She's like, for the margarita. And he's like, fuck it. You don't need that.
Okay. And then it just because it didn't even play out like it was a half an hour long argument.
Yeah.
You know, like, and they basically had Toomey and Natalia swinging at each other last season and it didn't take 30 minutes.
They needed to put Herb Dean in the middle of it.
Seriously. So yeah, I was confused on that part too. Let us know if we missed anything there, because I still don't know why it took 30 minutes, but
I've watched it twice. I still don't understand.
Yeah. So they're just not doing well together. Fraser says she's giving attitude. I think she's just frustrated. The way I read it was she was frustrated. She was just trying to be quiet, because I think in her mind she was like, if I say something, it's not going to be the right thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to keep quiet. And then he was like, don't ignore me or whatever. And she's like, okay, yes, sir. And kind of being like a little bit of a smartass about it, but not super over the top in my opinion. Yeah. And then he calls her out on it. So that's why my opinion is, did they both make a little bit minor mistakes in maybe the way they communicated? Yes. But overall, it wasn't that bad. Not compared to, again, Toomey and Natalia and Kyle. Like, so far, this is very mild compared to that.
Yeah. And yeah, I agree with you. It is very mild compared to that. But what did you think about, and I know you were taking notes when you were watching or whatever, but the guest says, I want that famous Barbie margarita.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't listen to that.
So that's what she says. And why would she say that if she had not already had a margarita made by her?
That's true. Unless, I guess there's a slim chance that she just said it like, oh, make me that famous Barbie margarita.
Maybe. Yeah.
But you're right. More likely is that she's already had one that way.
Yeah. Or I guess maybe in conversation, Barbie's like, I make a good margarita.
Yep. That could have happened too.
I just thought of that.
Well, but it's true. But the fact that the guest said that, even if it is that Barbie had said that or that she had it before, mm-hmm. Barbie was trying to make it the way that she had told the guest she makes it.
Yeah.
So I think the problem was the orange juice was taking too long for whatever reason. Fraser was like, don't wait on that. And she was like, but I need it. And he's like, no, you don't. And then that's how that like spiraled.
And the thing, well, I guess it's a whole different boat, different people, but like, Aisha uses juice from just a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. With the
whole... You remember that bullshit? God,
this fresh squeezed.
Yeah. Fucking... Ugh.
I think... But a similar situation there, though, where it wasn't that Fraser was like, my way's the right way. It was like, hey, this is the fastest way.
Yeah.
And I think that it just got lost in translation there.
But it's just... I don't understand how it took a half an hour.
I still don't either. We're not going to get to the bottom of that.
She could have made, like I said, 10 to 15 of them in that amount of time.
I know.
And they didn't show, like, every guest, like, can I get an espresso martini, right, but make it fresh and yeah, get the vodka from the port in, right, Germany or something. Like, I know. They were like ordering beers.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
We can get off that topic. No. We'll never figure it out.
Yeah, we're almost done. Basically, they come back together at some point. He calls her out and she's like, I forget what exactly she says, but basically like, she's like, well, I just feel like you're picking at me and you want a reaction out of me. And I thought that was accurate. Like, that's how it felt.
Yeah.
And he is basically like, no, you're just being rude to me. And it seemed as though by the end of that conversation, them going back and forth, that they had kind of gotten over it. Because she has this thing in her hand and he's like, okay, yeah, but let's be honest, that doesn't look very great. She's like, yeah, no, it looks like shit. So it's like, okay, they put it to bed.
That's kind of like a, all right, let's move on.
Yes.
We're talking shit about something.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Fraser goes to Captain.
Yeah.
At the end. So I don't know. I guess we'll see at the beginning of next week, like what happens with that. My assumption is like nothing is going to happen. Like, she's not going to get fired, but Captain might talk with her and then she will be a little bit offended that Fraser went to Captain.
What I think is going to happen is, after that conversation with Fraser, he's going to send him away. Captain's going to bring up Barbie, be like, hey, have you had an attitude problem?
Mm-hmm.
Act like a functioning adult. And then she will probably be like, oh, Fraser tattled on me, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I think in some way, Captain is going to solve some of the issue, put out some of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear any of the food?
Yeah, that's what I figured, but we'd be done with that because we processed through that. Now let's talk about the food.
Okay, cool. I kind of like putting it at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I like it.
Just for the people that don't care. So the first thing was a Greek salad with mint mousse.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
It was super quick. I only caught it on the second time I watched.
I don't know how I feel about mint. I've never been a person. Well, what is it? Like lamb chops with mint jelly is like a thing.
Mm.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah. They're good in some mojitos.
Oh, yeah. Mint's, I like mint in general, but like the mint jelly type stuff, I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Basically, I can describe this as, it is a pasta salad that studied abroad in college. That is it. It's the same ingredients with mint.
Yeah. That's a great way to describe it.
Yeah. I mean, it's cucumber, bell pepper, cherry tomatoes, feta cheese, red onion, Kalamata olives and mint leaves.
Yeah.
And an example of a dressing would be olive oil, red wine vinegar, Dijon mustard, garlic, and dried oregano. Mm. Which, you know, that seems pretty, I can't think of the word.
Greek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Chicken cordon bleu.
Ooh. What meal was this? Was this a dinner or a lunch?
Dinner.
Did we have two dinners or just one? I think just one, right?
I think just one, yeah.
Okay, so because I don't remember any of this, but you know what? I did completely like zone out on the food because I was like, I know Lane's got that covered.
You know how many times I had to click back and be like, all right, the scroll bar needs to go away so I can see what it's typed out. And it's only typed out for 2 seconds.
Yep.
Ugh. Chicken cordon bleu, which was what he made for the guests and the crew. He didn't make enough for the crew.
Got it. Okay.
It was on top of ratatouille and black rice.
Ooh.
Which we've all seen the movie.
I was going to say, he made it on top of the mouse from Ratatouille, or the rat?
Yeah.
Wow.
He killed the rat. He killed Revy. Yeah. He had him on his head and he got pissed and just... one of the guests takes a bite and he goes, this is way better than Chili's. I'm like, yeah, I would hope so.
I don't know. Chili's is pretty good.
Chili's is pretty, it's pretty good. I could fuck up a Chili's. but basically they just put ham and cheese inside of chicken breast, bread it, put it in the oven.
Yep.
I tried to do this once. failed miserably because I wrapped it in bacon, put it in the oven for not enough time, and I ate raw chicken.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was 2 hours ago. Can I use your bathroom? No, I'm kidding. And then Ratatouille. Do you know what Ratatouille is?
I don't.
It's a rat from a movie.
I'm kidding.
It is eggplant, tomato, squash, zucchini, oven cooked in a mixture of onion, bell pepper, garlic, crushed tomatoes. It's kind of complicated.
I was going to, well, to me, it just sounds like a bunch of vegetables.
Yeah, but the, what it's cooked in is like a sauce that you have to prepare on the stove. And I didn't write down all the steps. I thought I would remember it, but I didn't. Basically, you have to cook half of it a certain way, season it a certain way. The other half you have to make into a sauce and cook it a certain way and then put it in the oven. Mm. And then halfway through, you start with tinfoil on, and then you take the tinfoil off.
Jeez.
It's a whole thing to do with like chicken cordon bleu.
Got it. Okay.
So it would take a while.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like I'd eat it. Onion's thing that I'm like, ugh, but I'd eat everything else.
Yeah, and it's in the sauce. I mean, you eat onion and
I'll eat onion sauce if it's blended in a sauce, but I can't eat a chunk of onion.
And then a little fun fact about black rice. It's rice that is black.
I knew it. I knew it was coming.
No, I do have a fun fact. It was called the forbidden rice because way, way back in ancient China, it was reserved only for emperors and the most wealthy people.
What makes it black? Like, does it, is it like actually grow black?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
No, they just used food dye.
Like squid ink pasta.
Yeah.
That's where that's my mind point. Went. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it was like the squid ink pasta is dyed with squid ink.
Yeah, no, it told me it was like, it's black because it's grown in this region of this place. And I just didn't know where that place or region was.
Mm. Got it.
Yeah.
Was that it? Was there more food? Wasn't there like a lobster and steak? The one note I had on food was that steak was not good.
There was two dinners.
I was going to say, because that's too much food for one dinner. Mm-hmm. I completely missed the first dinner.
That was the first dinner.
Yes. So the second
dinner. I also had the second one.
Okay.
So before he starts like, they start going into like him cooking and the dishes and all that, he does this like little speech and they use some B-roll and it bothered me. And I'm going to sound like a tool right now, but one of the B-roll is him putting like a steak into the pan and he puts it in the wrong way because, you know, you have to lay meat away from you. Watch out for your mic there.
I did know that, I think.
But he like just flops it down. And I'm like, he burnt the shit out of his hand.
Oh, dang.
We have reinvented or deconstructed French onion soup, which is basically caramelized onions, melted butter, deglazed in a Dutch oven with wine. Oh, I just put, I swear to God, I got hit in the head earlier with something because I cannot spell or type right now. basically, you cook it out, you put bread in, put cheese on, put it back in the oven. It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
And
the steak
with filet mignon.
Is it filet mignon, though? Because the cut of meat was bad.
Well, filet mignon is the one that's like that big, right?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Yeah, but the problem was it wasn't good quality.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, I was going to say you can't fuck up filet mignon, but you absolutely can. But man, like any chef can do filet mignon, but he did say it was a bad quality, which I guess makes sense. Are there not cattle in, I guess they're in the Caribbean. So yeah, where would the nearest cow be?
That's what I was wondering. And I didn't know how to search that. Like, where's cows near here? And then a whole different website came up and I got scared. But I was thinking about it. And I'm like, we live in the Midwest, right? I can throw a rock and hit a cow.
I know. We take that for granted.
We do.
And
they're from obviously America. I don't remember where, but we just have good beef in America. So
yeah. Yeah, it's just never happened. It's very odd for it to happen that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that just kind of sucks. I'd be disappointed too.
And I think if I was a betting man, a producer walked over to that guy and said, "Hey, it's it's Chewy.
Yeah,
I'll give you $20.
Maybe
like, I'm drunk. I'll do it.
Yeah,
dang. I don't know.
I'd be so disappointed though, because like steak and lobster is like, especially when you're on a yacht that you paid a lot of money for. I would be disappointed.
Yeah. And he made the lobster and the steak on top of potatoes au gratin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it? Au gratin. It's basically cheesy potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's about it.
Cool. All right. Anything else that we missed?
Oh, yeah. One quick thing.
Okay.
Do you remember at the end of the episode where Sonny takes out the jet ski and Ben's a little douchebag?
Yeah, I was going to say Jared actually looks like the good guy.
Yeah.
Jared actually handled it exactly the way he should have. You know, like telling her like, hey, don't do this, don't do that. Not saying it over the radio. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even put that together until she said it. And then like, oh yeah, that is kind of a dick move.
Mm-hmm. Well, I caught it. I don't know. I might not have caught it. Who knows? But yeah, as soon as he's like that or goes over the radio, I'm like, Captain heard that.
I know.
And that's such a shitty thing to do to your team.
It is. Because it's not like...
It's so like deliberate.
She literally just took it out like really quickly in a circle too. It's not like she like took off on it.
Yeah, she just turned around.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like they were getting the binoculars out like, right. Where is she?
Right.
No, it's fine. Yeah,
I did have that as my last note, so... We will see what happens. Sonny will be mad at Ben at the beginning of next episode. So,
but then they're gonna make out at the night out.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope not, but
yeah, they will. All right. Well, what do you think? What's the secret word? Do you have one?
No.
I have one.
Go for it.
Love is blind. Because that's my obsession right now.
Fair enough. Love is blind.
Have you ever watched Love is Blind?
No.
I feel like you'd like it.
Is it like blind people falling in love?
No, it's hard to explain.
That wasn't even a joke. I have no idea what it is.
No, basically you sign, it's like a dating show, but you meet people and you just talk to them through a wall so you can't see them. So you like choose who you want basically to marry without actually seeing them with your own two eyes. It's good in theory. Some seasons are better than others, I will say. Like, this current season, I'm in. Like, it's a good one in my eyes. Mm. But, like, there's been seasons where I'm like, this isn't very good. So.
Yeah. Anywho. I feel like a lot of YouTube shows do that.
Yeah.
They'll put on a blindfold. Like, have you seen the one where, like, blindfold table and they have, like, a button they can hit if they want to cancel the date?
No.
I forget what it's called, but it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Just short form.
Yeah. All right. Well... Thanks for sticking around, guys. Keep liking, subscribing. I'm trying to be more active on TikTok, at least making one TikTok a week, but
yeah.
Trying to do more. We have an Instagram. We're not super active on that either, but we're trying. But this is just the most important part, just us having this chat every week. And
yeah.
Barbie commented on our YouTube.
That was really cool.
Super cool. Like, she did not have to do that. So that's really cool that, you know, she commented.
That was really cool.
Yeah. And of course, we appreciate everybody that comments. We love talking to you guys. So,
yeah.
We will just see you next week.
We'll see you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
If anything happens to this episode, I'll lose my mind. Like, this week is not the week for us to, like, not be recording or lose an episode.
You just cursed us.
I know. Well, I was hoping I actually was, like, reverse psychology. I don't know, though.